About the salary, it's all about reality and making some noise, making a story, making sure his click
Hello.
Stays up.
Welcome into The Zone. It's Tuesday, and the only place to be today will be where we are, inside, at Rollin' Wraps, officially North Little Rock, is that right?
That's right.
Okay. We are joined, I'm joined by the Pigskin Preacher here on the road. We have a lot going on today. Niall Davis at the bottom this hour, but Mike Simpson's with us too, and Evans Dietz, who is helping to operate the business in addition to, you know, talking to us on the radio.
That's right.
Sorry. How are you gentlemen?
We're good today. Really good.
Appreciate y'all having us.
Did, Mike, did you give out more of my golf balls?
No, those are my golf balls, Evan.
But they have our logo on them.
They do.
They're yellow. Nobody plays Yellow Streak Sunset, me.
You guys logo stuff, but you didn't wrap those, right?
No,
those are not wrapped. Yeah, that'd be tough. Okay.
We did wrap the bottles, though.
Okay, so Rollin' Wraps here at, we're on Richards Road. Is it 1221, is that right?
4221.
4221. No wonder we went to the wrong address. That explains it. My GPS, I'm like, she screwed me again. Nope. Just turns out I plugged it in wrong. Yeah, that explains a lot. And then the Pigskin, luckily, that's why I bring him along. He goes, see the buzz truck? I think it's over there.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, you know, dead giveaway. Good point. Yeah, he's just logic.
Good work, Shelly, on parking the buzz truck right there where people can find it.
Really good time. Okay, so you guys, the coolest thing is when I walked in, you guys have a Little Rock police car here.
Yes.
You designed the wrap for and wrapped, and I guess you've done multiple. How many cars have you done?
I think we did 24. We did the concept, design, and everything, yes.
Yeah, well, we may be down the list on a lot of things in this world, but Little Rock does have the coolest police cars in America, without a doubt.
Yeah, well, they used to paint them, and, you know, they buy a black car and they paint white, and then when they get rid of it, you either see the old white in black hoopty driving around like the Blues Brothers, but now they...
The new Bluesmobile.
That's right. And you wrap it, it's, you know, we wrap it white and buy it black, and you wrap the doors white, do all the design, then you just peel it off and you want to get rid of it.
That car looks like the Batmobile.
It does.
It's cool.
Like it.
No, it's really, really, really cool.
Jethro's a big fan of it, your dog, who apparently spends time up here on a regular basis.
Yes, he goes everywhere. He's actually a hunting dog.
Okay, well, he hunted himself out a good deal
and
on a wrap.
And if you watch... If you watch Duck Dynasty tomorrow night,
yeah,
Jethro's daddy will be on there. Cooper is a red poodle. Not many poodles hunt. I know not many guys wear 9 bracelets on the wrist, but not many people wrap cars either.
That's true.
Right?
Right. Not as well as y'all do.
You understand.
You guys actually made a wrap, developed a wrap this morning, and put it on the hood of a car for our former employee, Roger Scott. For Roger Scott.
Sorry. That's right. Absolutely.
I forgot he came back.
Oh.
He came back. So it's good. Don't you dare touch my – don't you touch my dog, boy.
Yes. Actually, David came and we were talking in the studio yesterday, and he said, can you do it? I said, absolutely. Just tell me what you want. And they got with the graphics guy, did it, wrapped it, cleaned it. And
how long does it take? So, like, from the beginning to end, like, if I come in today and say, hey, I want to do a buzz thing on my car, how long would it take me to get it from start to finish?
It depends on if we have the graphics.
Yeah.
You know, once we have the graphics and start printing, it takes about, you know, 2 or 3 hours to print it, but we have to prep your car, depending on how dirty your car is.
Filthy.
Oh, yeah, it's going to take a minute.
Okay.
To get it clean. And then they started on that truck, and it would take them probably 4 or 5 hours to wrap that truck.
What's your run-of-the-mill wrap run? I mean, what's
2,500.
That's a good deal.
I mean, it's, you know, that's what we're talking about. You know, this truck over here, 2,500, if you're going to do a billboard, say, on 630, you're spending 2,500 a month.
Right.
This will stay on there for... We recommend that you take it off in 5 years.
Okay. Pigskin, I think really seriously, we were talking about it, kind of joking before the show, but honestly, the church should buy you a wrap. I mean, I really think you should get a wrap for the church, and you can roll around because, you know, you have the Pope Mobile, and you could have, like, the Preacher Mobile. I think it's a great idea.
You know, we wrapped the Mike, didn't we? We wrapped the, you know, the little Caesar. We did a car for them, but we also did the little chariot-looking thing, like Ben-Hur, the chariot pizza thing that they take out. We wrapped that.
Yeah.
Last week.
Well, hopefully it makes it further than his chariot did. It's some rough times. It's a rough game. You think Daytona's tough, man.
Yes.
Those chariot races were brutal.
Yes.
My buddy Josh, who...
we wrap frisbees.
Josh says he has a 17.5-foot Stratos boat. How much and how long you demand? 17-foot boat? 17.5-foot boat?
Well, if Evans priced it out, it'd be about $5,000. We'd probably do it for about $2,200.
Well, that's good. Like that. Hey, Josh, note to self, when you come, don't ask for the Evans deal. Apparently, that's no good. Ask for the Simpson hookup. That's where it's at.
And Lynn, by the way, if everyone around here is named Simpson except me.
That's not true. Exactly.
Like, there's a lot of Simpsons.
That's like my wife at the house. Yeah.
There's David Simpson. There's Bobby Simpson. There was Robert Simpson, Drew Simpson, just Leanne Simpson Newton just left.
Yeah.
And if you go up the street to Twin City Printing, TC Print Solutions,
yeah,
there's a whole mess of Simpsons.
Yeah. Well, they named a college after him in Indianola, Iowa, that I'm familiar with. Simpson College, you may be familiar with. But it's good to good to be out here today. I appreciate you guys having us. And we'll
Thank
talk more
you.
About what all you do. And what's the number to call here if people want to get more information?
It's 945-RAPS, W-R-A. Well, it's
945-9727.
That's RAP.
W-R-A-P.
If you'll notice that we spell our last name W-R-A-P-Z.
I see.
Somebody already had Roland Raps with the S, so we kind of played off of that a little
okay.
bit.
Okay, I gotcha. All right.
That's what we do here.
Pigskin, we need to get seriously. Well,
the Z gives you more street cred also.
That's what
yes,
I'm talking
it does.
About.
Like Snoop Dogg.
Right.
Well,
right.
I don't know if you heard. I was thinking, it's funny that you were doing Vanilla Ice on the morning show today because I was thinking we would do a bit today about who's your favorite rapper since we're talking about rapping vehicles today. So you're going Vanilla Ice?
Absolutely Vanilla Ice.
Right, right.
Mike, you seem like a more of a gangster rap kind of guy to me.
Well, not really. But I do back up ED when he breaks into his
Vanilla Ice.
Yeah.
I'm more of an Ice Cube guy, maybe an Ice-T occasionally.
I do like them.
Ice-T's
yes.
turned out to be a fantastic actor. Turns out now he's got that reality TV show that's total garbage.
The list begins and ends with My Detroit Man, Eminem.
Of course it does.
Yes, it does.
And even my man Headband, the locally renowned rapper, would agree with that.
Yeah.
So, okay, I got no problem with it. I don't know anything about it, but I like most of it.
LL Cool J, he's probably one of my favorites as well.
He's a ladies love Cool James.
So forget Oreos, eat Cool J cookies.
That's it. I like the one he did about cereal, Milky Cereal, baby. That's a good
Going
one, too.
Going back to Cali.
Going back to Cali.
I don't think
Mama
so.
Said knock you out. I mean, he's got a lot of good ones. He's one of those guys. He's chicks dig him and guys want to be like him. He's just too cool for school.
You know, he has 3 degrees.
In what? Stuff
radio, TV, and then if, like
I get those.
Psychology.
Okay, that's impressive.
And I forget what the other one was. Something really off the wall.
Okay,
mixology.
He's a mixologist.
He is. He keeps it real. So LL Cool J. I don't know, but he has his own DJ. I guess.
Pig Skinner, you a golfer too?
Yeah, as well? Play a little bit.
He's a good stick. He's a lot better than I am. Which isn't saying much because I'm terrible.
I'm your typical 7-8 handicapper. I've been a 7 handicapper for so long. I'm basically sick of it. I'm too lazy to put the effort in to get better.
To be scratch,
and
right.
I'm decent enough that I'm never going to be awful. But I'm the great unwashed mediocre. That's me.
Yeah, my dad. By the way, is standing there. He's part owner of D&D Sun Control, but his. Not claim to fame is not me, obviously, but you ever had any hole in ones?
No.
19 hole in ones.
No.
Get out of here.
19 hole in ones. Mike, you had a hole in one?
Nope.
I've had a hole in one.
You know, you look like a professional golfer. You kind of look like Tommy Armour III. Got that cool hair.
You do.
He's like Hollywood looking.
If Tommy Armour III and Bubba Watson had a love child, you would be it.
Let me say this.
Yeah. My buddy Glenn Day plays on the tour, and hopefully he's going to have a good year. He's finally back healthy. But he was talking about Tommy Armour III when they would go out and play at Riviera, and he would have parties.
Oh, I bet he
does.
And
it was like. I mean, he had Jordan on speed dial. He had LL Cool J over there.
He's the George Clooney of the
Absolutely.
Golf world.
Absolutely.
He's a cool
dude,
man.
Yes, Diane Cannon would be there. Jack Nicholson would show up.
Ralph Schuster of our staff wants to know what it would cost to wrap a 20-foot ski boat now.
$3,000. Something like that depends. Okay. I mean, it depends
again,
on how.
That's the Dietz deal. Now come over here and talk to Mike.
No. I mean, it depends.
I mean, it depends on if we go all the way up over the, how far below the water line are we wrapping the back of? Do we still have the pictures? Do you see the pictures of the 007 boat?
I didn't. I heard you talking about it.
Do you have the pictures of the double? Nicole,
he came in, brought them in. I don't know where they went.
We'll find them. We're gonna be here for 3 hours. It'll turn up.
The 007 boat.
It doesn't have Adele's face across the stern, does it?
No, it doesn't have that 80-year-old lady that sang Goldfinger either, but she was really good. I was amazed.
She's unbelievable.
That was
still.
Impressive.
Shirley Bassey, she's great.
Yeah.
Goldfinger.
She's good.
We were talking, okay.
It's bad radio. Nobody's talking. I'll go on. Coming up at the bottom of this hour, we're going to talk to Niall Davis. He, of course, just went through the combine yesterday. Rough day for Manti Te'o. Or should we call him Slow-Mo?
Maybe Niall could give Manti some of his speed.
Te'o is too slow.
Man.
But that wasn't even the worst of it. It's like, hey, you really have to run under a 4.8, and he didn't. And then it was like he didn't want to bench press because he apparently has a shoulder injury. That's not good. But the worst part of his whole combine trip was they kept asking him if he was gay.
Well, luckily, he has no off-the-field issues that would drag him down. So.
This poor guy. But you know what? He's still being looked at as a first- or second-round guy in most people's estimation.
He made a lot of tackles. It's hard to know how that's going to translate to the next level, but he tackled pretty much everybody he could catch.
But he got punked in the national championship
Everybody
game.
Got punked by those dudes, unfortunately. I don't know if that's
he didn't play
representative.
Well.
He didn't.
So is he going to be – I ask this question then. Is he going to be more like Bosworth, or is he going to be more like Ray Lewis?
I don't think he's the – I think he's been brought back to earth. This has probably been a very humbling experience, and at the end of the day, it may end up helping him mentally. I think the guy's a good linebacker. You watch him – you watched him play all year, and that's not a fluke. I mean, they played some good teams along
Absolutely,
the way.
Absolutely, and he was a big part of it.
The way he runs, I mean, I watched him in the 40. He may not run the best 40 time, but the way he runs, his natural movement laterally, I mean, to me, the guy looks like, and I'm not an NFL scout by any stretch, to me, he looks like a guy that's going to play on Sundays for a long time.
Well, Chris Spielman wasn't very fast, and he was a great NFL player.
Absolutely. Detroit loved him.
Knew where to position himself. Maybe he's like that.
I'm sure if he could do it over again, he wouldn't have gone through the nonsense off the field.
Were you shocked by Kobe's Hamilton?
Yes. I
think it's probably
unbelievable.
He never seemed slow all those years you watched him.
No, I thought he was a burner.
Basil was talking about game speed today versus sprint speed. And that's the thing. He's a track guy, too, which is amazing. Maybe it just takes him a little while to get up to. Maybe he's more of a 100, 200 guy. But I was surprised by it. And by surprise, I was shocked by it, honestly. And his vertical leap was not great. I mean, he's just not real explosive. But the guy is a good receiver. I mean,
he's awesome.
One of the things he's trying to overcome, though, we were talking to a guy from Bleacher Report a couple days ago, is the drops. And so he's got kind of a reputation of he's a big ball guy, but he also will drop some easy ones, too. And so he's going to have to really have some good workouts, I think.
Yes.
But I think he's a guy that could play for sure. I'll be surprised. Matt Jones says his instincts are good. Taya will play for 10 years. You know what? If you offered him 10 years right now, I bet he'd take it. And who might argue with Matt Jones?
That's right.
I'm just some short guy who barely could play for his own high school team. Tonight we have the UCA Coaches Show. We will talk a little basketball this evening following Drive Time Sports. Of course, Overtime will join us here after our show ends.
We're going to be here all day.
That's good. You're here every day, all day, though, right?
Yeah, I'm here all day, every day. Just ask my wife.
No, that's not true.
Mike?
The good thing is you got a lot of senses to hold it down.
No,
it just depends on what season
that's my
it
advertising.
Is.
That's our advertising guy, Gary Lay of GWL Advertising. And he will vouch for me.
We are at Rolling Wraps. 501-945-RAP, like, you know, wrap it up. Like the Fabulous Thunderbirds would
sang. Chris.
Wrap it up.
You know, it's very clean in here.
It is.
I like that.
Yeah,
that's a sign of a good business.
There's no question.
Because they take care of things.
The buzz is a pigsty.
We just finished the floor Sunday night. Okay?
It looks
right.
Good.
I mean,
you wrapped this?
Hey.
Wow, that's impressive.
I mean, listen.
He gives you a compliment.
Wow, they wrapped the floor.
I'm telling you.
Incredible.
We were in by just that much. I mean,
apparently. I've never gotten so much attention about something like this at an advertiser. It's amazing to me. Larry in the Rock says, seriously, I was wondering if they can wrap an RV that already has graphics on it from the factory. I own a small business. I was pondering purchasing an RV.
Yes,
but believe
absolutely.
It or not, they charge more to send without graphics. I want to wrap in my company logo and info. We travel for catastrophe work throughout the country, and I'm tired of hotels.
Yes, we do that. We did. I think we did 25 or trucks for Metro Disaster Company. We wrap anything. I mean, truly, we wrap anything, and RVs is one of them that, you know.
Well, let me give you a range. Smallest thing you ever wrapped.
We've wrapped coffee mugs.
You've wrapped coffee mugs?
Yeah, we've wrapped.
What's the biggest thing you've ever wrapped?
The Bad Boy show
trailer. Bad Boy show trailer. You seen it out front?
Yeah, I did see it when I pulled up.
Yeah, the Bad Boy. And the thing about that makes it really impressive for my guys, not me, and Mike, is the front of it, the tractor. You see a lot of trailers wrapped. When you're driving next time, you'll see them on interstate. You very rarely see a tractor wrapped. And so it was a long, long – inside that building across the street, we're actually wrapping right now the Cleveland trailer. And hopefully that's going to lead to, you know, do more things because the Nike guys have already talked to the Cleveland guys and go, who wrapped your stuff? So, I mean, the guys we have installing – the installers here are fabulous. They really, really are. I put them up against anyone not only here but in the country.
I like it. A lot of big money news, and you ought to call Coach Pittman up at Arkansas. Apparently, he's got a little free cash.
We talked about that earlier.
To to wrap his vehicle or a whole fleet of vehicles if he chooses. I've never seen anything like this before. I've never seen a guy more than double his salary overnight like this. And all I know is this.
Don't you remember Houston Nutt? He did that every other year.
It's true, but the difference is Coach Pittman didn't have golden handcuffs taken off. $225,000 to $500,000. Far be it from me to say anything negative about a man who's just trying to feed his family. But, and again, I talked to a friend of ours. I'll just we'll call her Terry Mahan, our CFO, who's a devout Tennessee fan to protect her innocence. And she told me Pittman was the big hire. Chaney was a good hire. Pittman was the bigger hire. And whether it's from just his coaching or his recruiting or what it is, I don't know. But they love him in Tennessee, have great respect for him. Clearly, so does Bielema. But to go from 225 to 500 just because somebody came a-calling, and clearly they did not want him to go to Alabama. But all I know is this. That line better not give up a sack this year, and they better run for a ton of yards.
As much money as Jeff Long has laid out in the last couple of years, what's a couple hundred thousand dollars? I mean, you're going to nickel and dime. Might be a lesson for you and Roger, and you know you can deal with all of your many issues with this, but you know it's only money.
Did folks. He say many issues?
Yeah.
Like
saying.
He was talking about you and Roger being well, many?
Look,
I think that's what he said.
We're 5'8" combined. How many issues can we have? Okay, first of all. Second of all, I think you should sit this contract negotiation out, Pigskin. It's not very Christian to get involved in another
I asked
business.
Roger if he could post you up, and he said absolutely not.
No.
Justin would back me down.
Yeah, it's not a height thing. It's a weight thing. I weigh him by like 100 pounds, so that's not really fair. It's not a fair matchup.
You push him around.
But anyway, 225 to 500. So all I know is I hope your offensive line performs really well because otherwise we're going to have to criticize you heavily because, look, I don't have a problem with a man taking the money. I have no issue with that whatsoever. But if you take the money, you better coach at a high level. And look. We all know the challenges of that offensive line coming back. There are some question marks. They had some – I mean, recruiting-wise, I think everybody would agree, they did about as well as they could ever do from an offensive line standpoint. Everybody's thrilled about the offensive line they brought in.
But they're freshmen.
Precisely. Yeah. Exactly. So, I mean, again, the challenge is great.
A couple years away, probably.
My bigger thing is, you know what, if you're going to throw an extra 100 grand or two at somebody, how about Randy Shannon? Let's try to keep the most overpaid and overqualified linebacker coach on campus as long as we can. And he's not overpaid for his experience. He's overpaid because he's a linebacker coach.
Right.
But I'm like, if you're going to throw some money at somebody, that's a guy I'd like to keep on staff forever. Because you know what? He's awesome, and I love him. He's great to deal with, too. And he's a heck of a coach, and his reputation speaks for itself.
Well, one of the things that got Bielema away from Wisconsin to here was the promise that we're going to pay assistance. So
well, they
did. This was really the first test, though. Long couldn't very well say, no, we're not spending $200,000. I mean, you brought me down here under these auspices, so we have to do that.
But let's not forget, too. Okay, we all remember the day, the first time we heard about a $1 million coordinator, and that was like, whoa, wow. This is a $500,000 position coach.
Yeah, I understand. That's a lot.
I mean, this is groundbreaking. I mean, it's not just at Arkansas, but